Guys, I'll open up for any questions.
Hey, Jim, when you come back on this today?
You know, it's tough to tell. I mean, I always love it when we can get good work, and we got good work, both sides of the ball. I mean, anytime you can get a chance to get some really solid evaluation against people that you don't see on a daily basis, it's good. And not only that, we got a lot of reps.
Hey, Jim, when you get back on this field as a former coach here, what kind of memories come to mind?
You know, it's, and most people tell you I'm not that nostalgic, you know, and just in terms of looking back, but I obviously I've been 10 years spent here and certainly have some good memories. We won a lot of football games, had a lot of good teams and great organization, so we certainly enjoyed it while we were here.
Jim, one thing Darius has said coming into the season, he wants to get more hands-on football, so be more of a turnover machine for this defense. Had a couple of interceptions today, the month we saw both, but how is that part of his game progressing? Is that really the next step for him?
Yeah, you know, he's been one of those guys that last year he had timely interceptions that really helped us in some games and things of that nature. But, you know, he has ability. I think every year you'll find with these guys, the longer they are in the league, they can work on a lot of the finer details. And he's one of those guys that's trying to find a way to get better. And obviously the more the merrier in terms of interceptions and opportunities that come his way.
Tabor got his hand on a couple of balls as well with T.Y. Have you seen him settle in a little bit? I mean,
it's a long way for him. I mean, it's just early yet. You know what I mean? I mean, this is the first time we've had an opportunity to work against some other teams. We haven't seen him in a preseason game yet. But I can tell you he's getting better. There's no question about that. But, I certainly wouldn't like to make any final assessments at this point in time. But he's coming along.
What can a young quarterback get out of something like this?
Yeah. It's valuable, and for almost every position that we have, particularly with the younger guys, because you just don't have an opportunity to see different people running routes against you or blocking you or anything of that nature consistently. And so anytime that we get these, it's invaluable. So for him, he sees a different style. He sees a different attack. He sees different route combinations, perhaps. So all of those things are helpful.
And what happened with
Brinkley? Yeah, he's just out for a little bit, but he should be okay. Yeah, he was in here. Did you notice him? He was out there. No, he was out there. He's out there to start. He just got a little issue, so he'll be all right.
How big of a concern are the injuries on the offensive line at this point?
Pardon me?
How big of a concern are the injuries on the offensive line at this point?
Yeah, we'll adjust. You know, that's part of this game. You know, you're going to have some injuries. You're going to have some issues, some ups and downs. Just give somebody else an opportunity to step up, get a few more reps, get a little bit better. You know, that's how we look at it. Yeah, he's making progress. I mean, you got to think that, you know, he just came with us and he's gotten a feel for the offense. He's catching on. You know, he's got tools. I mean, he's a big, strong guy with some ability to move. I like where he is right now. He's coming along. He's not a finished product. He's long from that, a long way from that, I should say. But he's making good progress.
You've been back here. This isn't your first time back here.
No.
Does it rekindle?
There's a part of it. I mean, first of all, because I come back every year for the combine, you know, and we've been back, obviously, to play a game last fall. So I really have had an opportunity to see. And most of the people that are here, I see a lot of them at league meetings and things of that nature, Jim and his daughters and et cetera. But some of the folks here, Smack and a few of the guys, I don't get a chance to see. And obviously, anytime, and Troy, who takes care of the fields, et cetera. So some of those folks, it was great to see them. It's been a while.
Jim, what's the balance for a head coach with?
We still have very, very high standards for him. I mean, it's not an easy thing playing in this league, and you got to be able to put the mental and the physical together. And I think for us, what we have to do is just keep working him, keep demanding. He's done well up to this point. He dropped a few, obviously, today. But I think you'll see what happens tomorrow. Usually they make a pretty good bounce back, so we'll see.
Last question for Coach.
Is there a favorite memory of your time here? Was it the Super Bowl or was it something else?
Yeah, you know, it's we had so many great ones, but obviously that's the pinnacle. That's when you've won it all, and there's nothing quite like that. So I think that's would be the obvious choice for me. But there are a lot of other things in terms of relationships and things like that we developed over the years. Fortunately, I have a lot of guys that were here with us at Indy during that time that are on our staff. But overall, I think if you wanted to point to one particular incident or event, that would be it.
All right, thank you.